League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
On the beat, playing in the sand, just you and me. That's how I used to be on the radio when they couldn't say like sex on the beat. So they'd be like, let's have on the beat, playing in the sand, just you and me. And then,
When they used to just reverse the songs back in the day.
You say what?
When they used to just reverse the songs, remember? The radio edit would be like reverse. Like the reverse.
Talk is cheap, mother. Yeah. I used to hate that. Like, dog, he said mother. We know it's fucker coming after that. The kids are not spared. Talk is cheap, mother. I ain't gonna lie. That was a good ass song. DMX had some jams, man. DMX had jams, dog. Gone too soon. We're supposed to see DMX be an old ass man.
Did you think that was gonna happen?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
What are you talking about, Maya? Like,
a lot of these celebrities, you know, the rappers, rock stars and stuff, I'm like, I don't know if we're going to see.
Damn, that's cold hard. I thought DMX would be an old ass man. You know how long crackheads be living? I'm not even saying DMX is on crack, but I believe he said it one time. He's like, you know, I never did the crack, you know? You know how long crackheads live? I feel like if you don't, like, they just like zombies or something. Like, they just live. I got uncles, man, who then lived through Corona outside. Because ain't no crack in the house. You got to play to win. You know what I'm saying? These niggas was outside during the pandemic. See, I had to itch my neck. That's a little, you know, when you mention your crackhead, you got, you know, you feel me? It's in my blood. Not in my blood, but my bloodline. You know what I'm saying? We're not devout crack. You know what I'm saying?
You know those ladies who do sign language? Think they have to do this when they mention crackheads?
Well, what if they did? That like little scratch, man, crack. The crack scratch. Man, I was in Vegas it was a couple weeks ago. And I was killing their ass.
You went big?
I won a few $100s, you know what I'm saying? But I started with 100, won that 100, bam. You know how I'm a gambler. Whatever I go in with, when I win that, bam, I throw that back in the pocket, right? So now I'm playing with house money, right? And there was all these white folks around the table and we playing craps and I'm banging their ass, bam! And every time I hit, I was like, ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things get brighter. And I keep hitting, someday you walk around in a beautiful world. And I was getting mad as fuck because I was singing a good Crooklyn song, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, fuck them. I was bam, in the field. Bam, six. Bam, bam.
Why would they get mad about that? You're bringing entertainment.
I don't know. They was watching a young nigga get money, and I was singing a good song. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easy. That ain't for white people. That's not a white folks song. Nobody's thinking about white people when you hear that song. That's a good Negro spiritual. That's a good, ooh, child, things are going to get easier. Name a movie where shit got harder after that part of the song. Never. Shit got easier. Ooh, child, things get brighter. Someday we... And then you walk up to your head. Hey, man, let's get out of here. Walk around in a beautiful life. I'm going to miss this town. Man, I love that song, man. I'm about to download it so I can listen to it in the car. Ooh, child. Make a nigga feel good, man. How can you be mad? You can't argue. You can't argue with somebody. You and your girl get into it. She nagging. You throw that on. Ooh, she be like, let's get some ice cream. Yeah, you gotta know how to finesse with with frequency. You got to finesse with frequency. Except for when the movie start with that song, you know shit about it. Why would the movie start with that song, Unimpressive Movement? It would never, that movie would never start with Ooh Child. We got to see shit be fucked up to get Ooh Child out of that. Once you get Ooh Child out of that, you're not going back to that. Once you get Ooh Child, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Play that at the end, right when everybody's leaving my funeral. After everybody cried, play that at the end of the funeral. And walk out, Ooh Child, y'all want to get some barbecue? Things are good. You know what I'm saying?
That's at the beginning of the third act in the movie.
Yes,
when things get better.
Yeah, no, that's at the end of the third act. Someday! And the credits is rolling. Man, I love that song.
That's the end of the movie. No, it's when the worst thing happens around page 75, 80, and then it gets better, and then they, you know, reunite.
No, hey, if Jordan Peele did it, you know, Jordan Peele, slow that shit down, make it creepy. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easy.
Yeah, they're gonna get worse if he doesn't.
Ooh, child, things will get brighter. White people coming in. Get down! Poo poo. Someday! Shit be blowing up. Walk around. I said, get down! In a beautiful. Nigga shot up like that. Someday! That's how Jordan Peele would do it. He a weird little nigga. Well, he...
I would say it like that, but he's quiet.
Yeah, man. No, shout out to Jordan Peele, man. He just a strange dude. I like him. You know what I'm saying? I don't think any movie he's done is top to Get Out, honestly. I think that, you know what I'm saying, you know how, you know, he floating on that Illmatic respect a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
You think so?
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just keeping it a buck, honey. Keeping it a bucky.
You don't like Dope like that?
Dope wasn't him. You mean Nope. He didn't do Dope. He did Nope.
Oh, who did Dope then? Never mind then.
Yeah, I think Dope was...
I did mean Nope with the aliens.
Yeah,
nope.
Yeah, Nope with the aliens. Yeah. I didn't like... You know, I'm a UFO guy. I watched it a couple of times. It was an interesting take on the UFO being a biological creature and it having that kind of effect. I just wasn't a fan of... There's some of the shots that he chooses to get, some of the pointless things that go in his script, some of the Easter eggs that are in the Easter eggs that are in the Easter eggs that we're supposed to understand that, you know, have to get interpreted later. And even when they do get interpreted later, it's just not enough of a payoff to justify some of the decisions that he makes as a filmmaker. And that's just me being honest. As a comedian, I loved what he did after Chappelle left the Chappelle Show and they picked up that torch and went, you know, running with it. As they should have, and they killed that, him and Keegan, but Nope didn't do it for me, you know? Get Out was amazing. Us was sort of a letdown a little bit.
They could have cut that movie short 15 minutes and not explained everything at the end. That would have been a way better movie.
I liked Us a lot.
You liked Us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Us, like I said, it was okay, you know? Us, I could understand somebody being on the fence about Us. Nope is a Nope for me.
I think Nope is one of the ones you might have to go back and watch it.
No, I watched it a couple of times. Like I said, it's not my favorite, man.
I like horses.
Dex, like my dog. Appreciate you. You said
alien.
What?
I like horses and I like a biological alien.
Got you. That's what's up. That's what's up.
I really like horses.
I feel you. You like the monkey in the beginning and what the monkey symbolized and how the monkey, it's just like, come on, man. And then how the flags and the flag is getting pulled. It's like, man, and you know, it's just like, man, he took some stuff that I really, really like aliens being in clouds and, you know, understanding that. And it just kind of just, I don't know, man. It just went in an area that I just... You ever watch a movie and I'm disappointed because I wanted it to do this and I wanted it to do that. And I think that's, you know, it's just... I just wanted it to do different stuff.
Yeah, I mean... Sometimes people do that with the filmmakers. They project their expectations on the filmakers.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, yo, it's his movie. I liked it. I like Keke Palmer. I'm
about to say, Keke murdered this movie.
Yeah.
Like, Keke really did a good job. I didn't think Daniel Kaluuya did that good. I don't think he every scene, he looked like he didn't know where the fuck he was at. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Kiki destroyed this movie.
No, she's great. And when has she been bad?
I don't know when she's been bad. She's a really, really, really good actress. I can't even hold you up. Like, shout out to Kiki. And shout out to Daniel Kaluuya. He's really good, too. I think that this particular movie, Kiki carried that boy. You know what I'm saying? Everything they did together, she like, legitimized them and their family in like, a different way.
Yeah, she brought energy because he was more like, mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, he's kind of like nonchalant about a lot of
he
stuff.
He still didn't get out. That's what he looking like. He looking like, what? It's like, niggas, snap the fuck out of it. Niggas, aliens in the clouds eating the horses. Pay attention. Them niggas is pulling pennies through niggas. So, yeah, wasn't my favorite. Shout out to Jordan Peele, though, because what the fuck? I ain't got no movie out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. Shit.
Yet.
Exactly. Y-E-T.
Y'all moving out soon.
I do got some shit dropping. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to talk about it, though, because y'all ain't finna cancel my shit. Y'all going to see it when it get there. Like, dang, we should have canceled this. He talked about, ooh, child, and how that's not for white folks. We should have been canceled this.
You just be like, you already canceled me. I'm like, oh, we did already cancel him, and then move on.
They didn't cancel me. Fuck them. Oh, shit. So what's this right here?
This is a conspiracy chart.
From 2021.
From 2021, where it was.
I see a lot of bullshit on here already, which is what they do.
I don't agree with everything. This is a comedian called Abby Richards, and so she put it together to fight conspiracies. I don't agree that everything that is up here in the crazy should necessarily be up here in the crazy. We've discussed a lot of these.
We have. I'm actually proud of us. I'm looking up here like, yeah, we've covered a lot of this. I mean, Tartaria, vaccines, pandemic, 5G, Biden, chemtrails, COVID as a bioweapon.
See, this, now.
Avril Lavigne replaced? I haven't heard that one, but we did do the Eminem replace and all of that.
Yeah, there have been back in the day. Celebrity clones.
I'm sure that we're on like our fourth Eminem, I'm almost positive.
Mattress firm money laundering.
I saw him the other day.
At the game.
No, he was just doing an interview.
Oh.
He was doing an interview. Okay, so.
Eminem always look like he needs some new batteries in his shit.
This is what Eminem looks like now.
His clone be looking like, yeah, we need a new, they need to put an energizer in Eminem. Look at him. That is prescription drugs right there. He's the king of Detroit, man. Shout out to Eminem, but I'm still going to talk shit.
I'm afraid to unmute it, and they're going to get us another copyright thing. They got us for
Athena. Yeah, we need to unmute it. Guys, yeah. Come down right now. I'm a human. And come down. I mean it, all right? Not a human. What I got to do to get it through to you, I'm superhuman. Innovative. Shut up.
I always thought he was blonde. Now he got brown hair. So, yeah, maybe we are on a fourth Eminem.
Yeah. I feel like that might have been a phase.
The first Eminem is the best one. Back when Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark. This is how we used to make the party start. We used to mix in with Bacardi Dark, and when it kicks in, you can hardly talk. Had niggas talking like white boys. Hardly talk. And hardly walk. Dr. Dre said, you're wasted. You're a bass head. Fuck with Eminem.
Yeah, so this is this lady's, you know, it's her opinions. She backs it up. She got a TikTok that she backs a lot of this stuff up with. I just think it's an interesting starting off point so we can talk about the conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily agree with her on everything. But yeah.
Okay, so we did Denver Airport, Area 51, UFOs. Epstein didn't kill himself. I mean, this is like, my daughter wrote this list.
The Leaving Reality, the Denver, or not the UFOs, they should put that back down to things that actually happen, because they're coming out right now. The government is saying, and government scientists are saying, that UFOs.
I watched a video yesterday that talked about unexplained aerial phenomenon and why they call it that. And basically they call it that because of the way that it can go through the three levels of space, air, and water, mm-hmm. without losing any, without affecting the world around it, which means no sonic boom. It could go from space to the bottom of the ocean in a second.
That the TikTok?
Yes, the TikTok and this, but just like the capabilities of outer worldly, like once the TikTok came about, it's okay, well, they're not all flying. And as a matter of fact, once it goes to space, then to our atmosphere, then to the ocean. It's like, how is that still a UFO?
Well, we don't know what it is. That just means we don't know what it is.
Unexplained aerial phenomenon.
Yeah.
And it's not even aerial anymore. I forgot what it's called. I forgot what the A means now. Can you look that up real quick? It's like a different meaning for UAP other than aerial. But you know they got the USOs and all of that, but and they're saying that
anomalous.
Anomalous. Yes. Unidentified anomalous phenomenon. Not an object. It's not an object. This is because I mean it doesn't affect. You can't call it an object because it's not. It doesn't appear to be here.
Well, we don't know what it is. Is it a hologram? I mean, is it a blur or something?
I'm glad you said that because I don't think it's a hologram. But there's something that I saw recently where they talked about how a this particular forest was videoed to be on fire, right? And when they went there, nothing was on fire at all. And what they said happened was this was almost a ghostly memory that played back as if the earth had a memory of something. Basically, like, we saw fire that used to be there that wasn't there anymore. This is like a haunting view of this fire. I know this sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy. I would like you to send me that video.
and so what they were basically saying is that, like, these little phenomenons, like, okay, look, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, time doesn't exist, and we know that. Clocks exist going through one way of time. Like, we do know that there is a way to go backward in time, not a way to do it, but theoretically backward in time not exist, but because forward in time exists, then the idea of backward in time, right? It's like that's the past. That's what we did yesterday. I wore that yesterday. Like, there is a back in time. Whether we can go there or not, whether we're able to visit back in time is still to be, right? But there is a back in time.
There is, because we have memories.
Right. Future is not for certain.
No, we can assume. But the thing is, because the future hasn't been written yet, it can go off in different paths.
Right. But all we're doing is following one linear timeline of this is what time it is. This is what, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're following that. But that's because we made the clocks. Like, we view time in this going forward space because we've kind of been programmed to, when in reality, time, if we learn how to manipulate it for real, can be way more different than what we think it is, right? Well, time, space.
Yeah, we made the clock. So we made clocks that can tell time. Now, humans have something within themselves that can tell time, but it's not at the same pace as the clocks.
But that's why we have deja vus. That's why certain things happen on our timeline that we can't explain, because all we have is one perception of time. And these clocks, they don't tell time. They give us a parameter to keep time.
Well, they make it so that the train can hit the most stations and that we can all be uniform on that. So when our technology kept coming out that we need to know when this train is going to be at station A and station B. So now we had to sync up all of our clocks.
We had to sync up everything, right? So we have created a time.
Well, when you're saying it, we do have the mechanical way to tell time. And in our bodies, we age at different rates. So one person can be 30, or two people can be 30, but they can look like they're completely different, you know, different ages. And that's just because one is aging closer to a clock's time and one is aging closer to their own time. But yeah, you know, time is fairly relative.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we can travel through it yet. That's the thing, is how we travel through time. That hasn't... We haven't figured that one out yet. You ever seen Idiocracy?
Uh-uh.
You've never seen Idiocracy?
I don't think so.
Amir, have you seen Idiocracy?
No.
Say it to him like you said it to me. You never seen Idiocracy?
I didn't know you didn't see Idiocracy.
Oh my God. Idiocracy was number one movie in America for like 17 years. Number one. It was Scarface, Idiocracy, then Friday.
Man, I'm disappointed in both of you for not having seen Idiocracy. Okay, so the point of Idiocracy is there's this army experiment. And Maya Rudolph, and then this other guy, I forget who is the lead, but they agree to be frozen for a year. and it goes wrong. They end up getting frozen for 500 years. And when they come out the other side, everyone has just gotten gradually dumber. So they come out and they're unfrozen, and then they're smartest people in the world. And then, yeah, Maya Rudolph is in this. She looks incredible. It's like from 2005. And they try to find the time machine because they're like, we have to go back. So they try to find this time machine, and it turns out, I don't want to ruin it for you. I'm not going to ruin it for you. But yeah, see that movie. It's so funny. Terry Crews is President Camacho.
Yeah, send me the poster for this.
Oh my God. This is my favorite character.
Terry Crews got some dog ass, like, low-key cult classic roles in some movies. Like I loved him in Gamer. You remember that?
Gamer, is that?
Look at me, bitch. I love when he said that. That shit was like, man, this nigga dog.
Yeah. I love this movie.
This movie is kind of like, I told the creators of Fortnite, the CEO of Epic, and the fucking one of their lead developers, how much I like this movie and how much I felt like in 2018 how Fortnite was kind of being like this. Like, this was like the new, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is where we're headed. They were like, wow, man. Like, shut up, bitch. Give me $1 million.
Yeah, I would. We rewatched this probably.
I love this movie.
This is the poster for it. We rewatched this movie probably once a year.
Mm. Came out in 06. Wow.
This movie's so funny.
Shout out to Maya Rudolph.
Oh, Maya Rudolph. I like the way she's aging, but you forget how hot Maya Rudolph used to be.
I was about to say, like, what? Is she hot? It's like, I feel like I can't explain it. Like, why are you looking at me like it's obvious? She's. I like Maya Rudolph. She's like, but I always thought she was fucking hilarious. And then when people start saying, "Ain't she fine as hell?" I was like, yeah, I guess, she is.
Let me try. Oh yeah.
Who does she look like?
Who is her mom again?
Somebody important. I forgot who.
Minnie Riperton.
Minnie Riperton. Yep. Show her mom. So she's like Tracee Ellis Ross in a different way.
Somewhat.
She must look like her daddy. God damn. She looked like...
Minnie Riperton passed away when Maya Rudolph was very young.
Yeah, she don't look like her mom. She look like her... Who's her dad?
She kind of look like her mom in the mouth cheek area a little bit.
Yeah, Maya Rudolph. Yeah. Maya Rudolph, yeah. Cold. Maya Rudolph is like that... She's like that girl next door that like... I can't explain it. It's like a different kind of bad, but I just like... You don't think girls notice that this is sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
it's like one of those like, oh, damn, what is that called?
Because she's sexy for a man to be like, hell yeah. But for a woman to say that, I'm like, nah, because y'all be acting like y'all don't want to be this natural and y'all don't want to be all quirky and, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to discuss Maya Rudolph's beauty because she might be watching this podcast, be like, who the fuck is you, nigga? And I'd be like, true. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, shit.
We're just saying she's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
That's her dad.
That's her dad.
I see that. I see the mixture of the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
He got his nose.
See that? I ain't want to say that, Amir. God damn.
Wait.
Amir said that.
Oh. Okay.
Richard Rudolph.
Because I looked at the date and I was like, what the fuck? There's no way he's born in 72, but that's my Rudolph's birthday.
Yeah, that's her. Now, she's so funny.
She's fucking hilarious, man. Did y'all hear Shannon Sharp was talking about Taylor Swift is more famous than Beyonce? I had to really think about it. Like, damn, bro. Like, you know, we love Beyonce, but we're black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she's the biggest black star in the world. And I think that Michael Jackson was the biggest black star in the world. We just think that the biggest black star is always the biggest star.
Well, Michael Jackson was the biggest star.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But he was also the biggest black star. He was the biggest star, but... We're used to having the biggest star being the biggest black star. right? And so it's just weird. It's like, oh shit, yeah, Taylor Swift is. I think she, I mean, like, who's more famous?
I wouldn't if necessarily you ask say Taylor that's Swift, always the case, but yeah, Taylor Swift is for sure.
If you ask Taylor Swift, she would say Beyonce. If you ask Beyonce, she probably said Beyonce too. You know what I'm saying?
Beyonce up there, but it's also like as time goes on, like Beyonce been that that person for
she would quite have some to time. Be she would have to be single and start dating somebody new for it to be exciting to people. Because I feel like after a while, it's just like, all right, you with Jay-Z, you know. Am I wrong for saying that? Or is that, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate how Beyonce has lived her life. You know, she's not getting into any drama. Yeah. She's got a husband. She got kids. She's just trying to take care of her
family. Right. And she's killing it. But yeah. I feel like that keeps her out of, now my boy is calling me back. Damn, T. I can't answer. We don't think. But
next week we'll have him.
Next week. Yeah. Next week we'll have my homeboy from Detroit. Shout out to Detroit boys, everybody. But, yeah, Pat, she definitely got charisma. And that charisma go a long way. And she's beautiful too. But the charisma goes a long way because the charisma, when a woman got spunk like that and she's not just beautiful and she has like a personality behind that, then it makes her look better because you know that even if she get old and start looking worse, that personality gonna be so cold that it'll, you know what I'm saying? But when a woman just like dry as hell, but look all beautiful, but don't like her personality, when she start looking worse, all the shit you don't like about her is gonna fucking compound. You're gonna be like, this fucking, you know what I'm saying? Or no?
Someone, LeVar Walker, he's a comedian.
Yeah, I know. LeVar Walker, he's a comedian. Are you serious?
I don't know your relationship. I haven't met him.
Shout out to LeVar Walker. He's also my frat brother, but.
Oh.
Yeah, but also like he's in Atlanta.
He posted something today I thought was really interesting, and he, if I can find it in time, but he basically said that men only like talking to their wives for 6 minutes at a time.
Jesus Christ, LeVar.
Where did he... Anyway, they only like to talk to their wives for 6 minutes at a time, but they can talk to their boys forever.
And that's not true. That's not true.
So messed up.
That's very messed up.
All right, here it says. He just posted it. He didn't say he agreed or didn't.
Come on,
he didn't say he agreed or didn't agree. He said, according to a survey, men can listen to their male friends for ages, but he can only listen to his girlfriend or wife for 6 minutes.
It's not true. But then again, your homeboys, they never like, you need to pick up your side. You need to do this. You'd be like, yo, nigga, I could only talk to a nigga, but I'd be like, what the fuck wrong with you? Break it off my phone. Talk about that bullshit. You need to clean your crib up. You need to do that. Like, man, get the fuck off my phone. So it just depends on, I guess it's just what niggas be talking about.
Well, it's off of what you're saying is that like when the woman's beauty fades, then you got to.
But
think
that's
why
because,
you marry her.
But that's because a lot of times you look for your significant other or your spouse, and you're thinking with the sexual part of your of the attraction, right? But when you look to get friends that are of the same sex, you're looking for people who are like minded like you, who kind of share a similar thought process than you. Those people you usually can talk to for way longer than the people who you're just having sex with at the end of the day. Like, I'm sorry, but some people are really just married and they're just having sex with this woman and they don't really know anything else. They just like, she's cool, but I don't have anything to talk to her about or him about.
That's I've seen crazy. That. I've seen that. There's been like a, damn, I don't know what show that was, but they went outside and they asked the like their partners like, when's her birthday? Or... Like, simple shit that you should know, and they couldn't answer none of that shit. What's their middle name? What school did they graduate from? Yeah. What school did they go to? And it's just like, I forgot. I'm like, yo, you're married
that's
to this
crazy,
person.
That's crazy,
bro. That is crazy.
And because that lets you know that in real life, the only thing that's important down to the bone is the procreation. Like the relationships that we build, unfortunately, we think that they're so paramount and so important. They make us comfortable. But the bottom line is you guys met because you were attracted to each other's and what you guys liked in each other, you wanted to bring forth in another human. And that's just what it is. Now, I do say this in my stand-up about how, you know, women's love language is attention. And they pay it. Like, they pay attention. So when you don't pay attention to them, or when you don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it becomes like a, it's blatantly obvious, right? Because as men, we obsess over the things that we like. Mm-hmm. Like, I know all my homeboys love technology. They love collecting collectibles. They love, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, cars. And so you watch them research these cars, and they know these cars, and they can listen to a car from outside. That's a Chevy. No, that's a 442. They can listen to it. But then you ask them about their woman, and they don't know shit. And it's like, dog, what's blatant is she knows how much you love stuff. Mm-hmm. She knows how much you love stuff. And so it's obvious how much you don't love her for real, because when you love stuff, this is how you act about the stuff you love. You researched it. Oh, yeah. So they only had the Grand National up until 1980. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know everything. 87 was the last year of the Grand National. The Grand National came in two colors, not just one. Some people think it just came in black, but it came in cranberry. And it came in cranberry if you only had the special edition. People know shit about the shit that they fuck with. Mm-hmm. And it becomes so obvious. And it's like, I tell the ladies, pay attention. The signs are there. It's like women think that it's illegal for you to not be that into them. I think it's just illegal. It's like, it's both for you to not know how to say it, I guess. But it's like, duh, like, women, you're not just the most interesting because of the thing between your legs.
No, of course not. But right. Why would this man marry her?
I don't know.
I get why they would hook up. Like, he wants to hook up with her.
Right.
But why would you marry someone you don't want to talk to?
Because I don't think a lot of people venture outside of where they grew up at far enough to really understand what they're going to really like. People grow up in a 10-mile radius, marry somebody that grew up in that 10-mile radius. Like, all you know is attraction. You don't know about connection. You're not taught about connection. You're taught about attraction.
I'll say that for the social media and pushing all
some
this
some people,
stuff.
Not everybody. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, I mean, it's like, you know, like, me and my wife met in college where it was thousands of other people our age there. It was not like we met at Best Buy, you know what I'm saying? You know, but it's like, you know, like, you and Tony met older. Y'all were in the world. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but a lot of people, especially younger people who latch on to people who you see from high school, then they had the baby, then they're fat and old and hating each other on Instagram, because they were not taught about the real birds and the bees. They were taught about, you know, don't be fucking in my house. And then they just created this world of, like, taboo of trying to escape with somebody to be fucking...
Just hook up.
Yeah, just to be grown and just to be, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's crazy. And so I also tell women, though, all y'all got to do is find a motherfucker that you like. Like, I think that women be, like, forgetting that, because it's a lot of variables in the way for women, too. Don't just think it's men just trying to fuck. It's women looking at dudes that have enough money or have enough fame or cars or shit that they would like to be associated with to the public. But it's like, you don't even like this dude. So, like, when he pull out his hobbies, you're not interested in his hobbies because you don't even like him. So now you way over here. You so far from the nigga hobbies that it's like he got to put 12 hours in his hobbies and then they come put 12 hours into you. Versus if y'all both like fishing and y'all both like snowboarding and y'all both like, you know what I'm saying, like going to plays and shit like that. Yeah. Then it becomes like we could do more things together because we're like-minded. We really are friends.
I don't necessarily agree with the hobby thing. I think sometimes hobbies are a way that you can safely get away from your partner.
But if,
like,
you
can do sports, like, okay, you're not going to ask your wife to come and play basketball.
No,
with you.
But you're okay. Put it like this: if I like playing basketball, mm-hmm. I would like to be with a woman who knows about basketball. Like, that's what I'm into. Right? It's like...
But wouldn't you rather have more fun of her being like, your game is stupid, I don't respect it, and you have a good back and forth as to why she shouldn't pay attention to basketball rather than her agree with all the basketball
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, but how long is that going to really, really last, right? Because what's going to happen is, you know, All-Star Weekend is around Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? Or... You know, the Super Bowl is around Valentine's Day, or the NBA Finals is around, you know, graduations and shit like that. And now it's like you got this old man who's grumpy because he just want to watch the game. You don't give a fuck about the game. And he don't have a lot of other shit going for him. He's married you. He don't have no bunch of hoes. And now he's just stuck with motherfuckers who don't like what he like at home. The kids don't like what he like. You know, it's just like, and it's like, dog, it's just, it's different. Like, people need to take the time to really, it goes beyond just, it's the tough questions. See, like, man, you're perfect for me, but if when I fire up my PS5, are you going to roll your eyes and suck your teeth and be like, oh, that's so immature? Or are you going to be like, oh, I love video games? It's like, it's two different kind of people.
See, it's fine you play video games. It could just be like an opportunity for you guys to spend some time apart. What I think mostly, and this is with sibling relationships and married too, is that when you're going to the store and you're in the car, can you riff back and forth? Can you talk about stuff? And then, you know, you have a few hours a day where it's, you know, not about the other person. For me, it's skating. For him, it's, for Tony, it's his, they have these board games, these elaborate, elaborate board games. But when he's doing that, I hang out with the other guy's wives. And we just, you know, we just riff. But yeah, I'm not into all his hobbies. And I don't think that that's that important, because what if you just decide, I don't like this hobby anymore?
But, right. But I think you need to understand, I'm talking about being able to support his hobby. So like you said, you show up and you go with the other wives, and you know, that's really support. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, people be so afraid to walk away from somebody who was like, eh, it's kind of not working. I kind of don't like this. And then they just sit there and just be like, dog, like man, like you come to the Super Bowl party, but your girl don't want to come because she hates football that much.
Well, that's antisocial behavior. Because that's the thing, and that helps when you have a lot of siblings, where you have to go and you have to do things you don't want to do. Right. You got to go to your brother's, it'd be a basketball game. In our case, it was basketball, football game. You got to go and you got to show up, and you still have to have nice conversation with everyone who's around, even though you're not necessarily invested in the thing. Like Tony's people, it's football. It's football season. Football's on the whole time. Mm-hmm. And their Bills, it was unfortunate.
Oh, man. Bills Mafia. I ain't seen Tony since, too. God damn. It's fucked up. I mean, I feel them. Shit, the Lions lost, man. I tried to rip my T-shirt off. It was a good T-shirt, so that bitch, I just stopped.
But yeah, I mean, that's just, it's just being social and being normal. If you got a person who's not even going to go to a family event with you just because they don't like football or whatever, now you have a personality problem. I feel. That's my opinion.
So young Trap said his ex didn't even have her own life. His friends was her friends. Anything he did, she was always there.
That's always a red flag.
That's a problem.
That's a red flag. Yeah. And you see couples like that be like, man, they must be having so much fun. But then you be like, oh, you're not with her anymore? Like, yeah, man, I had to. That bitch. You'd be like, damn, because it's just, that's not good either. But it's one of those things where it's like, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, I saw a thing today that said, grown man, why are you still playing video games?
Oh my God, bro.
And I'm like, wow. Like,
who posted it? Was a man or was a woman?
It was a woman.
Some men think that too. So
yeah. Right. But it's like a woman posted it, and it's just like, so if a dude plays video games, he need not even try to holler at you. You're perfect,
some,
dude.
Some girls are like that. I'm not even gonna lie to you. They are like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really don't like, they really see it as like something that's extremely immature.
But it's like, and then you, like, but then you look at like ours, okay, like I, for me, it's like, once I made a certain amount of money, I looked at my life like, dude, I've done everything. I have like three things on my bucket list. I haven't done a movie where a blockbuster movie that I star in or have a significant role in where I'm on the poster of the billboard. I haven't had my own sitcom yet. And, you know, shit like that. But it's like, dog, like, I like video games. And it's one of those things where it's like, how successful does a man have to be before he can justify being like, yeah, I mean, I made several hundred thousand dollars this year. I want to play the game because I have nothing to do right now. I'm not like any other man who has to go to work and, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and so it's just like,
this is how you spend your leisure. It's entertainment.
Right,
that's
right.
Your leisure time.
But the thing is that I know a lot of my friends who said this too. Our leisure time in this business looks crazy to people. As a creative, like I might have 15 hours in a day where I don't have to do anything. And then I could go up that night and make more money than you probably would make in 6 months as a regular working person. In an hour, go talk. Then I'm done. So like if I have $50,000 and it takes you 6 months to make $50,000, what I have just did is bought back some of my time. Mm. And what I spend that time on gets looks crazy to people, because it's like, you can sit there for hours like, dog, I don't, the money's made.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, your money, it's your
time. But see, there's a thing. There are no stipulations when people want to say, well, why is grown men still playing video games?
Well, she's probably not talking about you. She's probably talking about someone who's less successful.
But as a man, you take a, man, I grew up, my mom used to be like, turn that damn game off. Turn that, like, I've made like almost six figures playing the game in a year before. It's like, our community, we got to stop shaming our nerds, because it's like, that's what's going to move the needle for you motherfuckers. Y'all like these iPhones, a nerd made that, and it was not a black nerd half the time.
Yeah, and I think it's just a matter of, video games help a lot of people, and they hurt some people. So in her life, she probably seen video games hurt people.
Right, they stick around and don't do anything, but then that becomes a connotation, right? It's like saying, like, people who are vegan be like, why are you eating meat? Like, because I'm not sick and I'm not fat and I don't have to not eat meat in order to show everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, meat might have hurt you, but it didn't hurt me. I have a different enzyme, digestive situation going on. I'm fine. People be like, that burger gonna kill you. It's like, people been eating burgers my whole fucking lineage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, people are just judgmental and everybody has an opinion and their opinion is amplified because
it made you mad. And you clicked on it, you brought it up, so that now you amplify their opinion. Now, it's kind of similar.
God damn it, Maya. Why you do that to me? Now I'm over here like, no, I'm not mad. I'm angry. But no, it's just, you get, shit like that is triggering, bro. It's like, bitch.
They do it to
trigger
you.
What do you do? But go ahead.
It's similar to when people criticize smoking weed. Because they, in their mind, they have this idea of a pothead. Maybe it's their cousin. Maybe it's their, you know, little brother, little sister. That weed ruined their life or whatever. And they don't understand that a lot of people, they use it to either self-medicate or they just, you know, they'll just take a hit and they'll be fine. And so they want to get rid of it for everybody.
Right. That's true. That's true. Like, people do demonize certain. I know, like, for a fact, like, I got a lot of alcoholics in my family. Mm-hmm. And I've watched it destroy the way that our life could have went. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh, man, it's not all bad. But, like, you know, if so-and-so was more healthier and not off the drinking, then we could have enjoyed time like this, as opposed to having to bury somebody earlier due to the fact that the trickle-down effect all boiled down to alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
And so my friends are always like, man, why don't you drink? It's like, well, because it disgusts me.
You don't drink?
I don't
at
drink
all?
At all.
Really?
But it's not because, like the other day when I was fucking stressed out about the football game, my wife gave me a drink and I was like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not, but it's like, I have no desire to drink at all. Like, I'm in bars every night. I'm at the comedy club, so-and-so here, so-and-so there. I walk in, I'm not paying for no drink. It's me. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's every comedy club in a fucking America. And so just imagine, like, how much of an alcoholic I could be if I was just going everywhere. And that's why, like hella comedians be like hella puffy in the face and hella thick.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas be, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, like, you see me in person, I be looking fat on TV. I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, you know.
Who told you that?
No, I've seen myself on TV. I look fat a couple of times. I'm like, God damn, I look fat as hell. Because, you know, but
something
I'm not.
TV stretches people, bro.
Bruh, but I'm not. Why. I promise y'all. Y'all see me in person, y'all be like, okay, I'm huggable. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of comedians be, like, rotundant in the middle. That's because throughout the ranks, every night while they're working out their material, oh, it didn't go that good. Now I'm going to have four drinks.
That's a lot of drinks.
Yeah, but and they're free.
And one night. I mean, some people, I come from a drinking culture.
Gotcha.
Which is like New England. Like anything. I don't mean to be like, I'm not going to say it, but it's a drinking culture.
Yeah.
And so some people, you know, we all worked at a bar. We all had a fine time. And it was, some of us, we just were like, you worked at a bar, we moved on. You know, we had the drinks, moved on. So it's a part of our lives and it's whatever.
Some people got fucked up like that.
Some people fell into it and they couldn't get out. Yeah. And it's just, who is it?
Man, dog, it'd be so embarrassing sometimes. I'd be feeling bad because, like, you know, even like with my wife, we all go out and her friends or, you know, their husbands, everybody like, yeah, let's get drinks. And I'm like, oh, no. And I look like somebody who's been fucked up or got a DUI or I'm like, I've been beating her and I'm trying to stop. It's like, no, I don't fuck with it. And it's always.
Or worse, they think you're better than them and they start explaining
and
it.
Nigga. And it's like bro, I just don't fuck with it. And it's like, I get angry at people who try to make you. It's like, bro, you don't understand, bro. I've seen my family just. It's like, bro, I don't fuck with it, but I do smoke weed. And at the same time, if you didn't fuck with weed and you saw people get, I'd be like, you're lame. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, you feel me? And it's like, so I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, right? You know, it's just really just, it boils down to each his own. But even in that, to each his own, it sounds condescending. If I said that to you in reference to you drinking, right? Oh, y'all about to have a drink? To each his own. It's like, all right, fuck you.
Okay, it's more for me.
Right, exactly. It's just like, so even any kind of acknowledgement of it just almost seems shady. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Eric D, man. Congratulations on a new job. You feel me? Appreciate you, man. I got kids, man. See, all my money, nigga, they be drinking it down. Nigga, I swear they got a straw in my bank account. They just chase it just a big-ass box juice to them. Bank of America, they...
Wait till they go to college. All I'm gonna say is I like to have 2 drinks when I go out, and that's it.
Really?
But they're like 2 glasses of champagne over the course of the night.
Here go the thing. The problem is, you know, I know how to have fun, man. If we go to Miami, man, I'm gonna give me a couple little somethings. You know what I'm saying? I don't be knowing what shit is called because I'm not in the culture of the drinking like that. I have gotten fucked up by mistake.
Oh, boy. How was that?
Oh, my God, bro. I done been wasted, man. Me and my wife went to Miami by the time we was in college. And we just, you know, just snuck out to Miami and kicked it for the weekend. And I was, you know, I had fucking the double shot of Patron because it just sounded like, let me get double shot of Patron. It just sounded like what you do.
Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I'm in Miami. Fuck it.
Shirt button down to here. Chain. Doing this shit. Hey, my man, let me get a double shot, Patron. You want some? Patron, 2, double shot. Slam that bitch. Bam, got the line. Bam, dancing and shit. Hey, my man, one more, double.
No, don't do it again.
My man, one more, a double, huh? Yeah, you good, man? A double. Making 2 doubles, nigga. Screen flip. I done sweated my shirt out. I want to dance. I'm like, pooch, pooch, pooch. She's like, calm down. I'm like, pooch, pooch. We go outside. What, bitch? I'm walking, bumping into niggas. We go to fucking Johnny Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put some food on that.
Got to put some food on that. She's like, come on, we got to get you know, she's concerned. I'm having the best time ever in my mind. And I'm smooth as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Walking out that bitch. I done had chili fries and a chili dog. Walking out that bitch, we get back to the room. I just start throwing up, and the food just looks solid. Just sitting, I was like,
No, I don't do tequila.
And I just woke up on the bathroom floor, like, God damn.
You gotta be careful with shots. I forget when I decided that I was done with shots for the rest of my life, but it was decided, and it only got broken on my my bridal shower. And it was a mistake to break it. Yeah. But, yeah. You don't need to do shots. Just have a drink, you know?
Yeah, just, man. Them shots. Boy, I was fucked. And every time I drink, it be like that. And I think God is just telling me, like, yo, leave that shit alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, my 21st birthday. Shout out to Young Trap. On my 21st birthday, my niggas bought a case of Moet. We had a party bus.
Oh, hey.
What?
Now you're speaking my language.
Oh, hey.
Champagne.
Maya, that was so ghetto, man. That's the ghetto thing you ever did.
What?
And it's so slightly ghetto, but I just, oh, hey.
What?
Oh, hey. Champagne. Yes, champagne, man. And so, 9 bottles. So God. We wrapping them bitches up. Yeah, you know what it is. I had on some Ivizu jeans. You know what it is. Glue, 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 glue. Getting full. It's kind of weird, but fuck it. Man, when I tell you, man, we went to the strip club. I jumped on the stage. Nigga, I was like 80 pounds lighter. Security yanked me down so fast, man. I just remember hitting the floor like, damn, this floor came up to me quick. They put us out. We went to the hotel. Chicks came over to the hotel, kicking it with us. I just remember throwing up and just laying down on the floor in it. And then I woke up, everybody was gone. My mom came over, brought me some soup. She said, we extended the room for 2 more days. You just stay in here and heal. And I stayed in there for 2 days and just like quivered. Like a fucking crackhead. I quivered. Quivered. Freshman year, I drank with this, had this little chick I was kicking it with. She was mixed. She decided to join a white sorority. And they had a Halloween hayride. Mm-hmm. And then it ended with like a bonfire party. So they was passing around like this a mug of warm, like apple cider with like some kind of liquor in it.
Rum. You hit rum with that? Yeah.
Oh my God. And I was just, and it was so warm and good.
You can't, it just goes right down.
I was just like, oh, I want more. And then I started having beers. And then I started throwing, they said I was throwing beers on the fire. And they were like, you can't do that. And then, and I was freshman year. When I graduated, it was people who was at that party. I blacked out. There's people who was at that party, white kids who used to see me be like they said I was calling women Skittle titties. I was like, Skittle titties! Skittle titties! And then I don't even remember that. I have no idea. And at graduation, I went across the stage. Somebody was like, Skittle titties!
Oh my God. Like,
fuck. My mom's here. shout out to Michigan State, man. We had a good ass time. But yeah, man, I was fucked up.
Yeah, I haven't had much to drink in a long, long time just because of the baby and the breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah.
So I could probably get drunk.
Tony, get her some champagne. She could be like, oh, hey. You turn it to Shanae real quick. Oh, hey. Champagne. God damn, Maya. All right, so on this list, man, I don't know what conspiracy we haven't talked about. Man, I want my day to get fucked up so bad, but like...
We got to talk about Stevie Wonder.
Oh, okay. So they say Stevie Wonder isn't blind.
That's not on this list, is it?
Yeah, it's right there. Reality denial.
Look up, right. Oh, it's right there.
Stevie Wonder isn't blind. First of all, you said that you saw him, right?
I just saw Stevie Wonder. I literally saw Stevie Wonder Saturday.
What?
At the event. Yeah, at NAMM. He was there.
He was at the sound event. Mm-hmm. It was an event about sound, and Stevie Wonder, of course, is so on brand.
Yeah, he's
so
on brand. He even performed with what's the name of that group? Take Six.
I never heard of Take Six. That sounded like Diddy group that he made the band.
This was probably before Diddy.
Okay.
But yeah, he was there. He's always there. He was there last year too, and it was like everybody was just surrounding him. But he had just came in the building probably for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he had literally, it was like his family bodyguard. And whatever, and they walk by.
You forget to, when you think about Stevie Wonder, you forget to look around. Like, you forget to pay attention to the signs. Then, like, when he came in, she's like, wow, this is really nice. So he say little shit.
No, he wasn't looking anywhere, bro. He was just like, you know, somebody had his hand or whatever, and they just walking straight. He wasn't looking around or anything like that.
Did he have his wife with him?
I don't know. It was like one or two women there. I think one of them was he has a kid, though, right?
Mm.
I don't know for real, but it was people around him, obviously. And he had a bodyguard, big dude, up in front of him.
Whatever.
He's always nice. He always, you know, say hi to people, whatever. But you'll catch him. He'll be playing an instrument somewhere or something like that. Or I think the other day he's playing drums. And sometimes he's playing the piano or guitar.
I saw him
or whatever.
Do some shit one time. He's playing drums. And his manager was over there. And he was like, but he wanted something to drink. I was like, how the fuck you know where that nigga, he could have moved? He was like, oh, not you, you. And he kept doing. I was like, damn.
Was he talking? The manager didn't hear him?
I don't know. I made it up. And then look, also.
This is how conspiracies get started.
Yeah. Catch that nigga. If you ever catch him with a woman that's not his wife, you can go up to her and slap her on her ass. And they'd be like, he could be like, what was that? I heard a slap. That nigga ain't blind, man. Because why would he not get some eyes by now?
It don't just work that way.
Are you serious? So his brain is not capable of, nigga, yes, it does. What you mean?
I don't think if that was the case, and people who were blind, it would just get eyes.
You don't think they're doing that, Amir?
No.
They just put in Neuralink.
Yeah, Neuralink. Neuralink, bro.
They just did that.
You gonna trust Elon Musk to help somebody be unblind?
I mean, no, it's not about that, bro. This is about being able to drive your Tesla with no hands. This is about being able to order Postmates just through the thought. Like, it'd be a pizza on the way here right now.
How much they paying this dude to be one of the first people to try this? Because, boy, your life is...
Person was not identified, is recovering well. Initial results show promising neuron spike detection, he added. Remember, we covered this a long time ago.
And the monkeys died.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But remember I saw when one monkey that was doing good and the monkey was like picking the snacks real fast, like, give me the grapes. And then it was thinking, like, I would like a snack. And you don't remember that? I saw that like just 2 days ago.
Okay, so because the initial one, those monkeys had all died. But that was because of the gel that they had used, remember?
I don't remember why. I just remember, didn't they like commit suicide, essentially?
Yeah, they ain't with them niggas in their head.
Yeah, so maybe that this will lead to sight if that's what we're saying.
Hey, when you order your wings from Popeyes, it'll be the 6 pieces, buy one, get one free, or it'll be the 8, the 12 piece?
6. So you can buy 6 and then get another 6.
So you're really getting the 12 piece off the top.
Yeah. Well, it's like you, it's in the rewards or something like that.
I just seen it.
You add a 6 there and then add that one or whatever.
Free item when you spend $15. Nah, that's what they offer.
What was that, Uber Eats?
Mm-hmm. Little chicken from Popeyes. I think because I had some of my extra delicious Nico Kitchen sea moss before I left.
Oh.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Are they sponsoring this podcast too?
Yeah. Even if they're not, though. That's how good it is. But they are. They are, for sure. But they'll send us a little bag for that. No bag. But no, Nico Kitchen, I don't even, it's not about the bag, okay? Still sending a bag, but it's not about the bag. It's like, I'm feeling good. All right, she has this thing called the Holy Trinity, and I've been drinking this this sour sop tea.
Oh, I've heard of sour sop. I haven't tried it, though.
Yeah, and so she makes this with the sour sop leaves. So like it's like the leaves, and she makes like a tea. Very, very good, fresh. Put some honey in that, warm it up. You know what I'm saying? And then just Holy Trinity is the sea moss, the bladder rack, and the maca root together. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So we'll put that link at the bottom for everybody.
Yep. Have yourself an erection. But not even that, though. Just, your erection is like showing you how healthy you are. That's like, you know, your dick is telling you, like, we did good yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
That's that maca root.
Bro. Yeah. Dick be like, black power. Yeah, it's that maca root for sure. Maka, make a baby. Make a baby. You know what I'm saying? Might need to get on that. They trying to have your baby this year. It's the year of the dragon.
I got the tiger,
and I'm feeling up for us.
I guess I got to hurry up. I got something to do in April, though, but after that.
Somebody said Mr. Beast cured blindness for some people. Who's Mr. Beast? Is that the nigga with the cookies and shit?
He's a most Beast popular.
He's like huge YouTuber.
Bro, he's everywhere. Him and Doug and Melissa. If y'all don't have anybody have kids, they know Doug and Melissa. Use the code CP sent me.
Yep. So he got he gave people surgery, or he paid for their surgery, and people got in his case for that because I don't know.
Mr. Beast, man, Mr. Beast, buy me some shit. You know what, Mr. Beast, buy me some of them skate shoes, nigga.
It's because he did that.
He's probably not going to do it. I call him a nigga now, but whatever. If you forgive
Squid
people.
Squid Games thing.
So he did what?
He made the like, real-life Squid Games thing. That was a big deal.
And that's why he got big. That's why people hate on him.
That's what really people dislike him for that.
NicoKitchenShop.com. Make sure you go and you say, CP send me. I need y'all to know. I need y'all to know, man. I'm serious about these products. And Nico, I need some more. Everybody be dipping into my little gummies.
I took some of your gummies.
Yeah, but it was fire, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. And it's like, when you first start eating, you're like, oh, okay, it's must. Now I'm addicted to them bitches like fruit snacks. I'd be wanting them every day. I look forward to it. My body is like, it likes it. It's my second batch. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Shout out to King Batch. I don't know why. That's my nigga. That's what I was going to say. Shout out to King Batch because I said Batch. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga King Batch. We got some shit coming to Netflix pretty soon.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Be like that sometimes.
So it says that Elon denies that the monkeys died as a result of the Neuralink implant, but The Verge, according to Wired, said that the macaque subjects were euthanized after suffering various complications, including bloody diarrhea, partial paralysis, and cerebral edema.
Hmm.
So I don't know who was the person who tried this.
What is it supposed to be able to do?
We don't even know.
Weren't they playing Pong?
That's right, the monkeys, though.
This is the dumbest shit that you could, like, I can already play Pong with my hands. I don't need to have bloody diarrhea to do that.
I'm sure it's going to be other things. Like, they can... Remember when Stephen Hawking had to communicate? He had to communicate with this machine. Mm-hmm. So for people who are unable to communicate, it will help them.
Gotcha.
Something like that. So you probably wouldn't need it, at least, you know, the first two rounds. But someone, like, who is really far gone, they might need it.
Mm, like if you're in a coma?
I don't know necessarily in a coma, but someone who...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of coma.
Mm-hmm, probably.
I was just fucking with you, but now I'm just saying,
like, if I was in a coma, put one of them Neuralinks on me so I can tell y'all some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
Like, I want who to do what, and you could do that, like, oh yeah, my will is this, and I want my estate to go this way before, you know what I'm saying? Neuralink, that's smart. I think that getting it voluntarily, you wilding, but like.
Especially this early, bro.
Yeah, quadriplegia. Quadriplegia.
Yeah, something like that makes sense. But this is breaking news that it just happened in a human. And he posted about this on Twitter just a few days ago. So we got to see how this goes.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You know how I am. There's no way I would get anything like that.
Not from Elon?
Yeah, right.
But just in general, like CP said, do you really need it?
You don't need no shit like that, but if I needed it, then I'm glad that I know where it's at now. You feel me? Like, you know, that's something I might need. If in the future, I hope not. But if you ever need that, like, that's good to know that the technology is here, right? So, like, until you need some shit like that, then you like, oh, this is bullshit. But you find yourself fucked up. Like, nigga, Neuralink me so I can talk to y'all, play Fortnite or something. I'm bored in this coma.
Yeah, if your head's in a jar or something, if you're like a 1,000-year-old head in a jar, then you want the Neuralink.
My, all right. When you do it, it's scarier because, like, when I do the banter, we are having a good time. When you do it, I'd be like, wait, are you serious? Or,
no, I'm not serious. Don't put your head in a jar.
I was just saying. I'm trying to be 1,000 years old. You know that. So I'm like, wait a minute. Are you taking advantage of my 1,000-year-old dreams?
You don't want to be 1,000 years old. Well, who knows? But I don't think so.
I probably do want to be 1,000. I ain't going to hold you up. I don't be wanting to miss shit.
You see so much shit, you'd be just sad, I feel like.
You see, I think you'd see the same thing over and over and over again. People making the same dumb mistakes, except with new technology. And I just get tired of it.
Mm.
If you was like the only 1,000-year-old person or close to it, you'd be smart as fuck, supposedly. From all the experiences and stuff, you've seen things, you could recognize patterns better than everybody else.
Yeah, but then people just wouldn't trust you. They'd be like, you think you know everything because you're 1,000 years old, your head's in a jar. And they just would make fun of you.
You've been here long as hell.
Like, shut your young ass up. Oh, it's Muzz is free. Free wings. Free wings. Babe, and to be here in 10 minutes, too. Free wings. In 10 minutes.
I think being blonde is not what people think it is either. I don't think it's like something you just, it's black.
You think it's black?
I don't think it's all.
You think it's like seeing everything in like PS1 or NES?
You ever, in my mind, this is what I think. You ever cried like really hard? You had your eyes shut and you cried and then you tried to open them and you can't see nothing. It's like super blurry because of just tears on your eyes?
Hell no.
You got beat before.
No, I'm fucking with you. You said I got what?
I said you probably got beat before. And he cried to the you go in the bed and just cry.
First of all, don't be predicting whoopings on me. Yes, but I did though. I just get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna cap to you. They used to be whipping my ass.
One of those cries, and you after you open your eyes, you can't see nothing. Crying so bad. I believe it's something like super blurry like that.
So it says that most can see blurry shapes, figures, and colors. This is from Medical News Today. So okay. Yeah, like you said, something like this.
Total Yeah. People with total blindness cannot see anything, but it's a misconception that they only see black and darkness. Mm. Yeah. So like that, yeah, that's how I'd imagine it to be. Which is still awful as hell. If you could comparison to like being able to see.
That look like they're not trying to get the right glasses on your ass. That I feel like they could do something with some glasses. They could that's enough to be like, okay, we just gotta just.
Dog, you're seeing in circles.
Right, but I thought those were like planets.
I don't even know what that is. Like, if that's what it's supposed to be. Like, that could be like speculation. I feel like what's on the left of this image, that one.
I thought I was looking at it. Yeah, that looked like outside. That looks, some trees.
That looks terrible. It also looks like stuff repeated as well. Like,
right. Because you know how your eyes do? Like if I just unfocus my eyes right now, I can see two cameras. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you unfocus your eyes? Dog, they just need something to just something stronger. Like that shit my man had on Star Trek. We had them little shits.
Oh,
little
the LeVar visor. Burton. Yeah. Jordy.
That was his name, Jordy?
Yeah. Mm. Commander Forge.
Commander
Jordy,
Forge.
Jordy LaForge. Jordy LaForge. Yes.
Commander LaForge. Commander.
Yeah, he could fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he's going to work captain, and then it would work it every would work. Time.
Yeah, because he was black. The fuck? We don't play that shit. We be, he probably, you know, he probably had crackheads in his family. Could fix anything.
His family was very respectable, by the way.
Who?
LaForge's family. His mom died in one of the episodes. I know too much about Star Trek. I'm not going to go into this. I'm not going to hear.
His mom died when?
In one of the episodes, but then.
They brought her back?
She came to visit him in a not real form. They're messing with his mind.
Mmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know Star Trek.
I respect you, man, because you know a lot about a lot of shit. And that's how I am, too. We just don't know a lot about the same shit. So yeah. We come together and be like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, a 51 is what somebody sprinkled a little bit of crack in your weed. You know what I'm saying? But this shit I know. Shit you don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
I don't think putting COVID as a bioweapon is dangerous to yourself and others. I think, but this, I know this is from 2021. But I think during that time, people were asking legitimate questions.
Mm. All right. So before we go, anybody in the comments have a conspiracy theory that they wanted to dive into? We never do this, man. And I think this is a part of, this is what I want the Patreon to be about. I need some, let's open it up to you guys. What have y'all seen or heard recently that y'all would like us to dive into? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about it, man. My mind's so clear with them Nico Kitchen Shop. Gummies I've been taking, man. Like, dog, I just, my brain wetter too. Like, my brain, like the electrodes. Bam! Like, what? If a nigga's right there, slap shit out of somebody. If he was trying to get you and he's coming out, bam! Snatch some bam, quick. I didn't.
Is your reaction time better on video
Hell
games?
Hell yeah.
Okay, that's how you test it.
You say, is it better on what?
In your video games. That's how you can test it.
I have been winning like a motherfucker. I ain't go. I had like a 17 kill Fortnite dub, which is crazy because I played zero builds. So these is all straight up gun battles. And you know, and you don't come away from every gun battle healthy. You got to find your little shields again. It get rough, man. I be wanting Amir to hop on, but he act like he too good for the Fortnite. He like, oh, my PC be acting like, bro, listen, man, we be on to have a real battles.
It can run the game. It just closes my audio software.
Shout out to the noobs. Griff. My nigga Kurt Madison, man, we be on Fortnite going crazy. Jordan Rock be on Fortnite now. Who else be on the Fortnite, man? Reg Thomas be on the Fortnite sometimes, man. My boy Five Star be on the Fortnite. You know, I got a Fortnite family, man. My nephew, Colin, 16, killer. He been playing for like at least 9 years. Killer. Or whenever Fortnite came out, maybe like 6-7 years ago. Killer, though. He was like 10, 9 years old, playing with grown men. We smoking weed. He on there not even knowing. We keeping our puffs silent. Trying to preserve this nigga's innocence. That's how real this shit get. That's how real it gets. Why do blind people see? What do blind people see when they take psychedelics? A bunch of wavy-ass black? Whoa!
So I wonder, like, if you were born blind, like, what do you dream?
What do you dream? Just a bunch of radio stations?
When you're doing DMT, you have your eyes closed the whole time anyway. It's like, comes from within your head.
My eyes don't close a lot of ways, especially if I'm out and I can't control it. I scared the shit out of it. I remember my uncle, he a crackhead, I swear to God, he came in one day and I was asleep. I had my eyes open. He's like, no, this nigga dead.
Ain't no way, bro. People that sleep with their eyes open is scary as hell.
Yeah, yeah, bro. My daughters do it too. It's just like hereditary. I'd be like, hey. They'd be like, oh, shit. Okay, cool. I thought you was dead.
Can you see?
Nah.
Like, so if someone went like this, you wouldn't wake up?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It's like the eyes are like.
It's like they turned off. Yeah. It's like, like they turned my eyes be off, bro. But, you know, I definitely, so nobody in the comments got any conspiracy theory. That's good. I mean, that we pretty much then kind of covered it all. You see, they were talking about how the moon is a reflection of the earth.
Who was talking about that?
Somebody, I saw it on CP's Instagram, but I've seen it before, though. And they say how if you look at the moon, you could trace out all of the continents that is coming from the earth. And you could also see the hidden continents, too, that they're not trying to show us, which is why it doesn't look like what we think it looks like.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see that. Because I've spent a lot of time looking at the moon, painting the moon and stuff like that. It hasn't come up.
So I guess that makes you the expert, huh?
Why don't you look it up? I'm just saying, I know. Look it up.
No, she said, listen, I spent a lot of time drawing the moon, so I think I know moon things. Anything moon related, I've drawn it.
The moon looks like.
I draw the moon. So that's a horrible. I can't believe you would argue with that, sir. I draw the moon. I think I would know if the moon was a reflection.
Because also, when it was Pangea or now? You think NASA is a bunch of liars? I forgot.
Why are they showing us the ass of the moon? We've never seen the ass part of the moon. We don't see the. This is the moon that we see right here.
Not always.
We don't see the dark side of the moon.
Well,
we never see it. Like the way that it works,
the moon's not always that side's not always the dark side though, because the moon spins too around us.
Right, but check it. I believe we never are facing the dark side of the moon.
We see this.
Mm-hmm. This is yep. That's all we see.
Does the moon spin too? Not like orbit. Like
no, we see the same side of the moon.
Mm. I thought it spun around too.
Told you.
Well, it goes
thought I had you. Remember Mars?
Yeah, no, the other, but right, like, you know, okay. Earth goes around the sun, but it also spins too, doesn't it?
We always see the same side of the moon because the moon revolves around the Earth and the moon rotates so that the same side is always facing Earth.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, the dark side of the moon is supposed to be like this magical place where some shit that we don't even know about is over there, and that's where. A quote unquote, that's where the moon base is that they're selling body parts at.
Where do you see the continents?
Look it up. The moon is a reflection of the Earth. Look up that. Don't just look up the moon because all you're seeing is all these images that's
but
not
I
even.
I know what the Earth looks like. So
right.
I
so just
see
look
it.
Up the sentence so then we can see the research that has been done about it. Then we can maybe see some videos on it. Damn, Maya, like, no, look at the moon. Where is Detroit at?
Okay, I looked it up. This is the first thing that came up. Fact check. The moon is not a reflection of the Earth.
That's because you typed in. Well, see how she always bring her window up? She typed
in. The moon is a reflection of the Earth. Exactly what you told me to type in. The first thing that comes up is fact check. The moon is not a reflection of the Earth. Okay.
That's a website that knows your computer, Maya. They're like, here's the facts you give. Because Maya always got the facts that just. You got to fuck up the fun facts. The moon is a reflection of the Earth. You just... I don't trust NASA. All them old-ass cars in their parking lot talking about that shooting a movie. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. The movie from the past. It is what it is. Look up why birds aren't real. Which I don't even agree with this. I don't understand where we're going with this. This is what Young Trap said.
Satirical conspiracy theory.
Which?
That posits that birds are actually drones operated by the United States government to spy on American citizens. We were joking about this. We used to do Keenan's conspiracy theories with Tony. And we were just like, we threw out a stupid, just a stupid sentence. Like that birds were actually drones. And then it went into, I think it was the moon episode. But yeah, I can't believe people actually believe this. I will say this. There are probably drones that look like birds, though. But there are still birds, but there are also drones that look like birds.
Man, what I didn't know is they have fighter jet remote control airplanes that are the size of cars. Fucked me up. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, these motherfuckers look like you might as well just get your private jet. Yeah, look at it. Yeah, yeah. Get your mind blown. Yeah.
Why am I in shopping?
Because they probably want you to buy one of them bitches. Shout out, hey, this nigga had to draw me on Instagram talking about he drew me and made a new beat for our podcast. If you fucking draw me ugly, I'm not using your shit.
Let me see.
This nigga drew me fucked up, dog. He scared the shit out of me. I'm like, I ain't never looked like this. Nigga drew the shit out. Nigga drew me crazy. Hold on. This nigga gonna just draw me. Yeah. Yeah. Look at this shit. Nigga drew me like a goddamn voodoo prince.
I appreciate what he's trying to do. I appreciate
nigga,
it.
Nigga, I look like I bite pumpkins.
It does look very voodoo.
Come on, Soma. But I get what you and then look, he got all the conspiracies around us. All the stuff we talked about. He's bro, you dope. But nigga, call me and get a picture that I wanna use. Don't draw me from memory.
Sure, you're like, this is what you look like.
God damn, this nigga scaring the shit out of me, making me look like this. I'm sick of this shit, man. Wait till I come back with this plastic surgery. I'm a fun nigga. They be like,
this is Zoolander face.
I am smiling. That's how I'm gonna be. Fuck y'all. Nigga drew that nigga scared the shit out of me. Man, I can't believe a nigga did me like this, dog. I ain't do nothing to him. I don't even know this nigga. He made a new song for us, too. I don't know where the song at. He talk about, nigga, I make beats. Fuck with me. I ain't fucking with shit, bruh.
Feeling so hurt. At least he has a style. You know what? A lot of people don't have their own distinctive style. Nigga, his colorful.
Shout out to Schmack Harv. He said, can you please drop more podcasts, CP? I'm begging you. I'm a whole year late on your podcast. I already went through your whole catalog in 3 days, man. I need more. You think about the things I do all the time, and people think I'm the crazy one. This nigga, as long as this DM is, bro, you might. But they even thought Albert Einstein was crazy, too, until he was solving them equations on their ass, and then they caught on. Love you, CP. Been watching you since I was 14 with Reggie Bo. Didn't even know that was you. I be watching Roast Me, too, and I have my eyes closed. I can tell that was Reggie Bo. I'm like, this nigga sounds so familiar. I thought that was you. I thought that was my cousin at one point, but that's how long I've been watching you. But you literally Reggie Bo, man. You changed my whole world, bro. It was like that Spider-Man picture with everyone looking at each other. That's how this whole time CP is Reggie Bo. Hell no. Nah. And I love how you accept all jokes. Like you don't get mad over shit. You just know life is hard and you roast and you know that roasting is a good comeback. But that's the beauty of working with people because iron sharpens iron. Hey, man, shut up.
I thought you was done like 3 times.
Duh. I hope you're recovering well, man. You should be playing us in the Super Bowl. Go Chiefs. Yep, fuck you too. Yeah, man. Yep, that's what I get for looking at the DMs. Looking at the DMs. I don't like people. Anyway, yeah, man. The earth is a reflection. The moon is a reflection of the earth.
It's not.
It is too, Maya. I don't care what the internet said. They lie to us all the time.
I just don't. I don't know.
What's the latest UFO news?
Oh, all right. So
we got to keep a track on this, man. This is the biggest shit ever in science or anything. They're coming for us, though. I swear to God, they better be cool with me.
Why would they be cool with you? You're just another one of us.
Wow, I'm not just another one of y'all. The shit I be saying.
They don't know. They don't speak English like that.
They about to be dying, bro. They speak telepathy.
Man,
telepathically.
Know.
They know I'm funny. They get in my head like, ah, this nigga got me dying laughing. I'm in his head. They don't need the words. They be like, ah, this nigga got me dying laughing. Keep him. I'm going to be like, go up to the ship. They're gonna be like,
"Hey, man."
Yep. Oh, I can't wait, Maya. They bet not. They bet not. Ask me if you cool. I'm gonna be like, hell no. Let's get the fuck on. Pull off. We're like, we gone.
But they can read my mind. They know I'm cool.
They know you not. They're gonna be like, she doesn't even believe us, and we're right here. You're gonna be like, I'm so skeptical. These guys are fucking high. Like, you're gonna be in your head thinking all that. They're gonna be like, mm-mm. And they gonna give me the power too. I'm gonna go to the ship, drink the juice, come back down, and I'm gonna be like, they could be like, mm-hmm. Be like, mm-hmm.
What if they come here and they're like, oh, it's you again? And I'm like, yes.
You wish. Oh, you swear to God. You're just so important to the human race.
You think that they're going to take you up in the ship, yes, and you're going to play at Fortnite
least
with them.
I'm funny, Maya. At least. At least. At least I add that to the equation. What do you add? Being mean to them, telling them that they're not real to their faces? And they're real right there. You can be like, yo, you guys aren't, well, yeah, right. They are not going to want to ride with you. They're going to want to ride with me. And man, please, what? I'm going to be frying chicken in that bitch. They're going to be like, what is this? I'm like, look, go get me some flour. I'm going to give them a list. They can abduct me some salt and pepper, some Kinders.
What if they're vegan? What if it's PETA? And they only rescue people from PETA.
I'ma fry them niggas up some mushrooms. They're like, damn, that shit good as hell. Like, nigga, look, whatever y'all niggas need, bro, just don't kill me. Whatever y'all need. And don't be trying to fuck with me neither. When I go to sleep, nigga, don't be all in my booty hole.
Do you remember To Serve Man? That hell episode no. of The Twilight Zone?
Mm-mm.
It's a really famous episode of The Twilight Zone from the original series. And aliens come.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a really good relationship between humans and aliens, and there a lot of humans are going to the aliens planet, and they're like, oh yeah, come, you know, it's a great vacation, da 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 da.
Oh, and then what happened when they get there? They're like, guess what, bitch?
Well, there was a book that needed to be translated, and it said To Serve Man, and this guy was like,
Serve them, as in serve them as a dish.
Yeah, it's a cookbook. So he's screaming at the end, it's a cookbook. So basically, they just came here and found a bunch of cattle and brought us all back to their planet to be eaten.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so you gotta think ahead of that. Off top, they're going to pull about 6-7 niggas that they fuck with. Me, probably Chris Brown, probably top of my head, people who are worthy. I mean, probably Drake.
About LeBron. You mentioned LeBron before.
We don't want to call LeBron. So you got me, Drake, LeBron, Lil Wayne, Shannon Sharp. Who else could be with us? Lionel Messi. Serena. Serena's husband. I think the women be needing their husband with them. So off top, as soon as we take off, I'm going to kill Serena's husband in front of everybody. Let them know I'm not here to play no games. Do not snitch on me. I'm not playing. So where's God in the equation? TH Comedy, are you serious? God don't ever give a fuck about anything except his bottom line. We've seen all the fucking mutant movies. Where was God in Avengers Endgame? This nigga snapped innocent people away. He was people driving cabs and shit, didn't even do nothing. Children snapped. Where was God at?
Maybe God was actually
Maybe God can't it. Fight and them niggas was down there with superpowers. And all God has is guilt. Or a guy could be like, you know you shouldn't be fucking. You know you shouldn't be doing all of that. John Cena, nope, his ass did. The Rock might could go. Selma Hayek, for sure. It'd be about 60 of us. 60 of us.
Yeah.
And can I tell you something? You think we're all sad that y'all are all dead. We are laughing because at the end of the day, man, you know, these aliens, they read your heart. They knew you weren't really being our friend. You were laughing at us and our beliefs. And here we are on the moon. And hey, they probably, and if they're not vegan, just think, we eating cows, and cows is eating grass, and grass is growing on this dirty ass planet. They probably got some crazier meat.
Yeah, it's you.
It's Serena's husband. So I think him and Drake don't like each other. So, you know, I'm gonna tell Drake, like, I'm gonna kill him. Drake gonna be like, combination. I'm like, no, I'm not killing her too. I'm like, all right, we're just gonna, you know what I'm saying? What else, man? Anything else?
Well, this was an internal report by the Pentagon that warns America unequipped to defend itself from an alien invasion.
I saw that. We cannot, But that's just setting it up for them to let them kill us while they all go underground.
I think they want more money.
Ain't nobody giving them no goddamn money. For what? They give all our money to the fucking Mexicans and everybody else, and we broke as hell over here.
What? What? Did you just put, like, every news story you read this week together into one thing?
Hey, maybe. They give all our money to the fucking, you know, they bombing so-and-so. All our money gone. We all our little tax bread.
Fox News bulletin feed at the bottom.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just trying to follow. Okay, the Pentagon wants money.
Here come White House Maya coming in to say today, be like, listen, America is not about any of that, what you think it is. That's all the bullshit. In reality, like, man, please. They're giving all our money.
But they're not giving it to the Mexicans. They are too. They're giving it to the Mexicans?
Probably.
All right, well, this report basically says, I think what it comes down to is the Pentagon wants more money so they can plan to...
What kind of aliens are they talking about, though? Could they talk about illegal aliens or the aliens from space?
Space. Definitely space.
What they know about them, that they feel like... Just because of this thimble? Because, you know, that's a thimble. That's not the Tic Tac. This is thimble.
This is the thimble. I don't know if the Tic Tac's on this particular one, but they said that they have a...
So, hold up. Play the thimble video. One of them is a Tic Tac. One of them is a... Because the thimble, they said that it had like other crafts coming off of it.
Oh, this is a picture. This is not a...
Oh, so go to the video then, to the one down low. Because I believe it. Yeah, this is thimble. It's not Tic Tac.
What is this?
You clicked the wrong thing. You clicked the advertisement.
It's an advertisement, of course.
Let's get back. Here we go.
Yep, this is the thimble. How fast is it going? They said, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. So what I heard is that they have extra 4 minutes of that footage where they show it breaking off into different parts. Mm. What about that flight that went missing, the Malaysian flight that went missing, and then they showed the UFO circling it and making it disappear? What do you think about that?
There's so many theories around that flight.
Okay, but fuck a theory. That video footage right there, what do you think about that? Because, I mean, the theory is... I mean, my theory is that, you know, that bitch probably went in the past and it's probably coming back in the future and they're going to all be like, we were gone for 5 days, but we seen the manifest and all of that.
I mean, it likely just went down in the ocean. So what kind of a Boeing? Yeah, it likely just went down in the ocean, unfortunately.
Nah, that's too much. Like, right? Because you do understand that those planes are equipped with everything that to be able to find the plane in the ocean, including the black box, including all the stuff that would still work in the event of a water crash. Right? They have that.
If the whole plane like exploded, even if
the whole plane exploded, they still have that. Right? There's been no wreckage, no like anything. Sharks don't eat engines. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is nothing. They went through the flight path. They went through the flight path that it was supposed to go on, the flight path that they apparently deviated to. Nothing. But then they come up with this footage, and they show us, and they want us to just brush it off. Like, oh, well.
Oh. I searched for the UFO thing, and it's just a guy debunking it.
Debunking what? The Malaysia flight thing?
Yeah.
Of course.
What's the first thing that comes up?
I know. But that's because your browser is you're probably on a debunking browser. Everything you choose, but oh my God, it's debunked. Santa Claus, please, look at this. Apparently, this guy worked at the mall. Not even Santa. Hold on, y'all. My wings are here. Be right back.
Like, look at this. So for people at home who did not see this.
People at home, they are trying to finesse you into not believing anything.
Yeah.
Y'all are getting finessed.
We can mute this and we can just watch it. You see that little thing at the corner?
Mm-hmm.
That little dot. Same little dot. Yeah, right. Same little dot.
Same as that, but then they keep going.
Same as their stock footage.
This is the one they use, and this is not the same. This is not the same as the one that's on the thing.
It's similar enough. Yeah, look at it.
It's similar.
It's side by side. They do side by side.
But it's not the same. No, that's side by side to what it is. That's just that. The one that they use is not that one. They're fucking with our mind. That's the original.
Well, like you said, it doesn't have all the settings.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch it.
Well, then don't say shit if you can't recreate it.
I don't know. That's pretty damning. Let's go back and see. That's the same thing, CP.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll agree to disagree. And you
agree to disagree.
You think that these people, these VFX artists who have debunked this are
are some Dorito eating, PSYOP perpetuating. They're here to fuck our mind up so we don't even know the truth. The truth becomes they're doing all that, but they don't know where the fuck that plane went.
So bad people eat Doritos and good people eat Popeye's wings.
I don't know what the fuck good people do. I'm not one of them. I'm just telling you. And I'm not calling these niggas bad. I just said, fuck them, because they're some Dorito-eating motherfuckers. I never said shit about they bad or nothing. I just don't trust. They just debunking it too good, man. I need to see the government come out and be like,
you wouldn't trust the government.
You wouldn't trust
right, them. That's a good point. But I think that the government's attempt to debunk or not debunk this, or the government's like, dog, I didn't trust the government when the fucking Tic Tac video came out. But they end up saying that it was real, and they didn't know what the fuck it was. That's one of the worst and best UFO videos that we ever seen.
Yeah. Well, the government doesn't usually come out and debunk things. But if something is real, like it's been released in testimony or whatever, then they will say, well, this is, we don't understand this.
So the aliens that they had in Mexico, was that debunked or not?
Oh, wasn't that debunked? I believe that was, they were like dolls.
That ain't our government either.
Yeah, that's Mexico.
Yeah.
So what they telling us, I mean, it got all the way to us. Government classified stuff is getting all the way to us and be like, no, that's not real.
This yeah. Aliens found in Peru are dolls. Dolls made of bones. Yeah. That got debunked.
How long ago? What's the date?
This particular article is from January 12th. Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. The forensic experts with Peru's prosecutor's office said the objects were made with paper, glue, metal, and human and animal bones.
Right. And the men in black, they would flash your eyes and tell you anything.
I'm looking for evidence. I really am. And when there is evidence that comes out, I do say, hey, you know what? We can't explain that. But when stuff can be debunked, I mean, you got to debunk it.
The evidence is all around us. It's all these questions, never the answers. And this has been another episode of the CP Podcast. I'm about to eat my wings with these non-believers. I'm out of here. It's Maya. That's Amir, who is not wearing black today. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. All right, we out of here, y'all. Peace.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.